are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, it's time for us to get into our first conversation of this morning with Dr. Emmanuel Mwale, joining us to speak about manhood, right? We're talking about the foundations of manhood, and another message came through saying money, make it the man. Yo! It's going to be a tricky one. It's going to be a tricky conversation. First clothes, now money. Let's hear what you have to say about that. +27 7347035 20. What makes a man strong? Dr. Mwale joins us on the line now. My elder, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Empowerment.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you.
All right. So we're talking about the foundation of manhood. And, you know, the question that we're asking is, what makes a man strong? Is it physical strength? Is it worldly achievements? Or perhaps something deeper? True strength, we know, is found in dependence on God through prayer. Okay, listeners, not money, not clothes. Dependence on God through prayer. As the foundation of a man's spiritual life, prayer shapes character. It builds resilience and provides the wisdom that a man needs in order to lead and to love and to serve. So we'll cover in today's conversation why prayer is indispensable for men who desire to walk in God's purpose. So, my elder, if you could start by answering for us how exactly prayer helps men to cultivate their inner strength and resilience.
Okay. This is a very wonderful question for those of us who are Christians. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is our inner being through which we communicate with God. Soul is the mind through which we make decisions. Mm-hmm. And we know the physical frame of our being.
Right.
Now, yes. Now, the Holy Spirit gives us strength and resilience. So it is through prayer that we ask God to strengthen us and give us resilience. It's like for physical strength, we need to eat, we need to exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, for spiritual strength, we need to pray, because that strength comes from God. And the only way we can receive that strength, that inner strength, mm-hmm. and resilience, is for us to pray, to ask God to give us that strength.
Right. That's beautiful.
Yes.
And so how does that actually cultivate that resilience?
Okay, this is what happens. First of all, we are assuming that the man that we are dealing with here is already a child of God. They accepted Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, and so they are born again. Mm-hmm. They are converted. So generally, we are weak, born weak, but then when we receive the new birth, mm-hmm. when we are recreated in Christ, the inner being that God has given us requires the power of the Holy Spirit in order for us to operate from a spiritual level.
Sure.
So without the indwelling, yes.
All right. So it's about being connected to that higher power, to be submitted to the Holy Spirit. That's where the power actually comes from, which I find very interesting, that the power is not found in the individual, but the power is only when that individual submits to a higher power.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So the Holy Spirit communicates with us through the inner being. And that's where our strength comes from.
Yes. I love that. Now, when we look at some biblical figures in the Bible, what can men learn from those figures about the power of prayer? And maybe you can give us a few examples of those figures who found their power in prayer, and what can men learn from them?
We will begin with Isaac, for example. His wife was barren, as recorded in Genesis 25, verse 21.
Yes.
And so, culturally, to have a wife who is barren you know you're not going to have children. It's something that would make you feel like, well, what happens? Apart from that, I believe that Isaac knew that there was a plan of salvation that would work out through his descendant. Now, his wife is barren. So how will God fulfill the plan that he has for him?
Yeah.
And so the Bible says Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his wife, granted his prayer, and his wife Rebecca conceived. So one thing that we learn from Isaac is that he knew where he would get what he wanted. So he went to God.
Amen.
He prayed. Yes. Another character that we can refer to is Job. Although it's not clear to, or maybe the book of Job doesn't clear indicate to us that he prayed, but there's somewhere where he records in the very first chapter that he would always offer for his children, fearing that they had sinned against God. Now, I believe that he cultivated a life of prayer. And so when temptations came, when there was a test that came to his life, he was able to worship God despite the misfortune that had befallen him. Chapter 1 and chapter 2 tell us that he did not insult God despite what happened to him. Now, apart from Christ, who went through what we probably will never go through, Job is a character that teaches us the importance of prayer, dependence on God. And that's very important for men, especially as we live in this world. Another character is Elijah. Next Kings there, you find his story, but I prefer to refer to James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, where it says Elijah was a human being like us. Meaning he was a man like us. He prayed. He prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. Now, if you look at the time that Elijah lived, it was really a time of apostasy. Ahab and his wife Jezebel created problems for the children of Israel. And Elijah risked losing his life. But because he was prayerful, he depended on God, he was strengthened, and he did that which God wanted him to do. So men can learn something from the life of Elijah. Another character is Daniel. Just in Daniel chapter 1, the decision he makes, the Bible says he resolved not to partake of the king's delicacies. And it was really a challenge, an affront on the king somehow. But because he feared a power higher than Nebuchadnezzar, he was able to say, well, let me pray. And he prayed. When you read chapter 2 again, it's prayer that works for him. In chapter 6, it's prayer that works for him again. And throughout the Bible, chapter 9, it's prayer. So we see that Daniel was strong, not because of any abilities he had, but because he prayed to God and God strengthened him.
These examples that you've given, my elder, when I think about the adversity that they faced and the things that they went through, and you know, their example, the example that they've given of drawing their strength from the power of God, I can imagine trying to apply that to ourselves. And if we had to go through the things that they went through, I don't even know if we would be able to stand.
Well, maybe we have strength from what's recorded that I referred to in James 5, 17 and 18, where it's saying Elijah was a human being like us.
Yes.
Meaning the author is saying, if we can pray like Elijah prayed, if we can depend on God like Elijah depended on God, we ourselves also can go through the same. But more importantly, the model man is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is God incarnate. He has become a human being, but at the same time, he is a holy person.
Mm-hmm.
He prays. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, we are told that early in the morning, he went to a solitary place and he prayed. Then in Luke 6, verse 12, we are told that he spent a whole night praying. Now, if we focus on Christ, that God himself became human and in human form he prayed, then we take him as our model, we take him as our example, I believe that we can overcome under similar circumstances that our friends went through.
Sure. Now, let's continue speaking about prayer then. How does it guide men in their roles as leaders, in their homes, in their communities, in their workspaces? How does prayer guide men?
Leadership demands decision making.
Right.
And to make wise decisions, we need God's wisdom.
Mm.
And so there is a way that God communicates with men when they pray. He is able to guide them on exactly what decisions they should make.
Right.
Let me give an example of loving a wife.
Mm-hmm.
I know that loving a wife from the biblical perspective is a command from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It says, husbands, love your wives.
Right.
But as a pastor, I know that men experience challenges in their homes in terms of how to love their wives because of certain things that happen. So, but still they remain leaders in their home and they need to love their wives.
Mm.
And if they pray to God, God will give them the strength to love their wives and to carry out their leadership role in their homes without much challenges.
Mm.
Not only that, children, especially the generation in which we are, it's difficult to train up children in the way of the Lord at this time.
Yeah, very true.
And we cannot do it on our own.
Mm.
I personally have three children. Mm-hmm. Two are young adults. The other one is a teenager. And I know how difficult it is to bring them up in the right way.
Mm.
And that which is working for me is prayer.
Mm.
Especially when they reach their teen years.
Hey.
We need a lot of prayer.
Sure. You're scaring me now. My daughter's turning 13 this year.
Yes. You need to pray. The stage that she's reaching now, 13 to 19, is not easy.
Sure.
This is when they begin to explore life. They do not know whether they are adults or they are still young. Sometimes they think that they are adults and they don't need the guidance of their parents. At other times, especially when they experience challenges, they feel they need their father, they need their mother.
Mm.
And so, you as a parent need to ask yourself a question. I need to ask myself a question. How am I going to relate with this child who is now in a crisis stage? The only thing that can help you and can help me is to pray as a man.
Mm.
And God guides us because he guided other people in the past.
Mm. Mm. Powerful.
At church, At church, you cannot lead without prayer. Mm. It's impossible to lead the church without prayer.
You know, Pastor, I'm thinking about
again. I would say that.
Sorry, can I just interrupt you for a second there? Leading in church. Well, let's talk about leading in the family once again. You talked about the importance of prayer as a father and as a husband. What happens in a situation where I can picture how the challenges might be minimized if the couple or the family is a praying family? What happens when the husband is praying alone and the wife is not on board? She is not interested in what the Bible is saying about submission or respecting or her role that the Bible has given to her. She's not interested in all of that. Can prayer still help a man in such a situation if the wife is not also prayerful?
Okay, in the first place, God speaks to each individual separately.
Okay.
But yes, the Bible also speaks of when two or three people come together to pray for something, that would require the husband and wife to pray together.
Okay.
So somehow, the man's prayer life is affected negatively if the wife does not come on board.
Okay.
And if the family has been blessed with children, and then the wife does not come on board, she doesn't want to pray together with her husband. Women have influence over children. And while the Lord can still work through the man to help the children to some extent, I believe that it will not work as it would work if both of them were praying. And so it's important for the husband to be supported by the wife, even in his prayer life. I think that is important.
Got it. So I understand the importance of praying together, and that would, in a perfect world, that would be more convenient and more ideal. But I'm just saying, even with added challenges of not being of one mind spiritually with one's wife, If a man finds himself in such a situation and the wife is not prayerful, does prayer still help him as an individual? Can he still be a good leader?
It does. Let's look at the life of Job again. The reaction of his wife towards what had happened to Job tells you that her prayer life may not have as been deep as that of Job. And despite what she said to him, the discouragement that he received from her, Job was able to say, "Shall we receive good from the Lord and not accept bad also?" And so despite the wife resisting somehow and discouraging him, the Bible is clear that Job remained steadfast. So if you are a prayerful person, as I said at the beginning, God communicates to individuals. And so if I'm a prayerful person, the other person is not a prayerful person, God will still work with me.
Right.
And he can do what he wants to do through my life as a prayerful person to help others in the family.
Got it. Love that. And so you were also speaking about leadership in other facets of life, communities, in churches, in workspaces, outside of the home. Please continue before I interrupted you.
Yes. In the church, we are dealing with a community of believers, and people come from different walks of life, different personalities. And there are so many challenges. Sometimes they fight, though they are not Christians. So a Christian leader who does not pray will find it very difficult to manage relationships in the church.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, the church has a mission, and we set targets in line with the mission of the church. I have come to learn throughout my ministerial life that without prayer, we cannot do that which God wants us to do for his kingdom. So prayer is very important.
Yeah.
Very important. As a matter of fact, if anyone ascribed the glory to anything other than God, for whatever successes, mm-hmm. it would mean that that person doesn't pray. Because when we pray, we know that success comes from God, the one who gives us success in his work. Beautiful. So it's important to pray as you lead the church, especially for guidance.
Yeah, it's interesting how
for wisdom,
how little we use such a powerful resource that God has given to us, that we have access to so much power through prayer, but we don't use it as much as we should, as much as we could. And it's free. That's the thing. So very, very, it's unfortunate how little we use it. Could you speak to us maybe about some practical ways that we can build a consistent prayer life, or that men can build a consistent prayer life? There's so many challenges that they face, that they go through, the days sometimes feels like it's not theirs. So how can they be consistent in their prayer life?
One thing is for men to think of a specific time when to have serious prayer. I know we pray, but there's that kind of prayer where you really are alone and you are not disturbed by anything or anybody.
Yeah.
You are in a place that we may call solitary. For me, it's my bedroom, because the place I live in is a busy place. It's not easy to go to secluded places. So my bedroom is my closet. So I have specific time, and it's 04 in the morning when I wake up to pray. So number one, I believe that each man should have a specific time when they speak to their God. And then also a specific place. I know you can pray anywhere at any time, but for you to cultivate that consistency in your prayer life, you need to have specific time and a specific place. Then I found it important also to list all the things or all the people that I want to pray for. You prepare a list of things. Then you prepare a list of people that you want to pray for. Then also learning how to pray is important for you to have a consistent prayer life. I found the having a list of items that you consider when you are praying. For example, praise as a beginning point. Then confession of your sins, then thanksgiving, then now you end with the petition, supplication, asking the Lord what you want from him. Apart from that, I found that celebrating answered prayer is also important. That is, you have prayed, and then you see that the Lord has answered that prayer. So I believe that someone needs to sit down, look at the things that you were praying for, see which ones have been answered, and celebrate that. Thank God for that answered prayer.
Yeah.
So I believe that that helps men to be consistent in their prayer life.
I like that. We often forget, I think, and that's why it's important to be able to keep track of the things that you've prayed for and when they've been answered. I think it's so important. I never understood the importance of it until there was a time I did that. I did it randomly. My sister-in-law prompted me to just write down a list of things I was praying for. I did that. I didn't think much of it. I don't know what happened to that piece of paper. I wrote it on a piece of paper. It wasn't even a book. And then when we were moving house some years later, I came across that paper. And it was astonishing to me how many of those things had actually happened. God had answered those prayers. Most of the things on that list had actually happened as I had prayed for. And I had forgotten about them. I had not I had forgotten that I had prayed over that. And so even when they happened,
yes,
some of them I probably neglected to come back and thank God because I had forgotten that I actually asked him for this until I saw that. So I definitely know what you're talking about there when you say it's important to keep track of what you're praying for and as God answers it.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's very important, actually.
As we wrap up, how would you encourage men, how would you encourage men to encourage one another to prioritize prayer in their daily lives?
If there's anything that men neglect is prayer itself, as we mentioned at the beginning, and you refer to it, and really they don't want to pray, because sometimes when you call for meetings for prayer, mostly it's women and children who come for prayer. Very few men will come. But I found the power of testimony to be very important. So testifying about answered prayer is very helpful to men. When they hear how something worked for someone, they are encouraged to pray also. When you are explaining how God answered your prayer, I've seen men getting attentive. They listen. I was giving an example at church on Sabbath about praying and asking the Lord to give you what you want. So I was explaining that I needed some money in the month of December, and I didn't have the money. So I requested the Lord to give me money. But you know, God doesn't send manna from heaven anymore. There is a way in which he supplies our needs.
Yes.
Then something came to my mind. I said, well, money is simply a medium of exchange. So how can I get it? I need to have a product to give out so that in exchange I get money. So I asked myself, do I have any product? Then I said, oh, yes. I remember publishing a book in 2019.
Okay.
It was not printed because I didn't have resources, and I've kept it since then. Then I said, well, should I keep the book like this? It's a product that I can sell. Maybe let me see if I can sell it. I can sell it in soft copy.
Okay.
So I sat in the sitting room, and then I opened my laptop, I switched off on my laptop, and then I also opened my WhatsApp. I started communicating with friends, telling them I'd like to send them a soft copy of my book. It cost a certain amount, and if they were interested, they should send me their email address.
Okay.
Within that night, I was able to make some money that I wanted.
Oh, wow.
And so when I was explaining at church, I saw men very attentive, very attentive. Because I told them that I was able to get the money I wanted in the month of December because I'd asked the Lord to provide. So there's power in giving a testimony of answered prayer.
Yes.
Then number two, I think that leaders for men, like Adventist men organization leaders, or those that are coordinating prayer in church, should come up with the men prayer conferences.
Okay.
Where they invite men to come together and fellowship in prayer. I think that can help also. Apart from just providing education on the importance of prayer, people, spirit of prophets, and experiences of other people, I believe that giving a testimony and also men's conferences can help men to cultivate the spirit of prayer.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, my elder, we can leave it there for today. Thank you so much for coming through and for sharing with us the importance of prayer in making a man strong, to make a man resilient, to face the adversity that a man tends to face in this world. I think that the lesson has been portrayed, the lesson has been put out there, that it is very important to be connected to this higher power for decision-making, for leadership, for just being, just for just facing the challenges that you face in this world. So thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you. It's been an honor, and God bless you too. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.